It's Tuesday, March 10th. I'm Bree Burkett, and this is KNAU's Local News Now. The Verde River received a C-plus on a recent report card for its health. Environmentalists say the grade highlights ongoing challenges for the river's ecosystem. KJZZ's Alex Hager has more.
The river also got a C-plus 5 years ago. One of the big reasons was a lack of data about water quality. So because of that, the nonprofit Friends of the Verde River has upped its monitoring efforts. But what it found wasn't great. David Gressley directs the group.
We're monitoring over 50 locations in the Verde watershed, not just the river, but the tributaries coming in as well. We're starting to see some trend lines that show where some work needs to be done.
The Verde saw big improvements in other categories, like habitat for birds and animals. The river scored an A-plus for visitor satisfaction. That grade was largely driven by high marks for recreational access.
An autopsy report shows the NAU student who drank an excessive amount of vodka at a fraternity house party died of alcohol poisoning. Colin Daniel Martinez was found unresponsive at a Flagstaff home following a rush event on January 31st. An autopsy report says his blood alcohol level was more than 5 times the state's legal limit for driving, an amount generally considered to be fatal. 3 leaders of the Delta Tau Delta fraternity were arrested on allegations of hazing and could face charges in Martinez's death. The Coconino County Attorney's Office is reportedly reviewing the case to determine whether formal charges are appropriate. Employees of Bookman's stores in Flagstaff and Tucson have voted to ratify their union contract after months of negotiations with management. KNAU's Adrian Scablin reports.
Organizers say the new 3-year contract addresses wage increases, paid sick time, and health insurance for both full and part-time staff. Employees at the Flagstaff, Tucson East, and Tucson River Bookman stores first voted to organize under the United Food and Commercial Workers Union nearly 18 months ago. That labor union also represents employees of Fry's and Safeway grocery stores across the state and previously organized Barnes & Noble and Half Price Books employees in other states. Local union president Jim McLaughlin says the contract recognizes the contributions of Bookman staff and raises the standard of living for the entire industry. Bookman's president, Sean Feeney, says the ratification followed diligent negotiation on both sides. Staff at the 3 locations took part in a 1-day strike last year, alleging store management wasn't taking negotiations seriously. Organizers say they're the first booksellers in the state to unionize. For KNAU, I'm Adrian Scablin in Flagstaff.
A former Gila County employee is suing, saying his free speech rights were violated when he was fired over a social media post about the assassination of conservative commentator Charlie Kirk. The complaint filed in federal court says Robert Johnston Jr. worked as a legal secretary in the Gila County Attorney's Office when Kirk was killed in September. According to the lawsuit, Johnston posted "Rot in Hell, Charlie Kirk" on his personal Facebook page soon after. County Attorney Bradley Beauchamp fired him 5 days later. Johnson argues the post was protected free speech made outside of work. The federal lawsuit seeks damages and reinstatement to his job. A federal judge has ordered FEMA to take steps to reverse its termination of a program that helps protect infrastructure from natural disasters. Arizona and nearly 20 other states sued the agency after it ended the program last summer. They argued FEMA failed to restore the funds even after a court ordered them to do so. May says communities like Camp Verde and Buckeye are waiting on millions of dollars in federal grant money for flood mitigation projects. The new court order says FEMA must release the funds immediately. A federal grand jury may be reviewing Arizona's audit of the 2020 presidential election. State Senate President Warren Peterson said Monday he provided federal officials with records from the Maricopa County audit after receiving a subpoena. The Republican-led probe examined ballots after President Donald Trump lost the state to former President Joe Biden. Multiple reviews and investigations found no evidence of widespread fraud that could have affected the results. The move in Arizona comes weeks after federal agents seized election records from an office in Fulton County, Georgia, another state where Trump challenged the results. Analysts say the investigation could take months. And Arizona Attorney General Chris Mays is criticizing that federal grand jury investigation tied to Arizona's 2020 election. She says the Trump administration's Department of Justice is misusing federal law enforcement to pursue claims of election fraud. Multiple investigations led by both parties found no evidence of fraud that could have impacted the outcome in Maricopa County. Mays says the findings are still solid and credible. She adds an investigation could undermine public trust in elections and tie up law enforcement resources at the federal and the local level. Lawmakers rejected Democratic Congresswoman Adelita Grijalva's proposal to require ICE to consult with tribes before taking action on tribal lands. Grijalva says tribes in southern Arizona remain worried about ongoing federal immigration enforcement.
They're all concerned with the presence of ICE and how they are profiling their members because, you know, they might look like working people who have darker skin.
Some tribal members in Arizona have been swept up in immigration enforcement, including Navajo Nation member Peter Yazzie, who was detained by ICE at a gas station in Peoria earlier this year. Tribal leaders say similar incidents create lasting fear and uncertainty in their communities.
I'm KNU meteorologist Lee Bourne for KNU Local News Now. On this Tuesday, March the 10th, 2026, and this is a tough forecast to deliver. We're going to close out the last couple months of this winter in an unseasonably warm fashion. It's kind of been the story of this winter. More on that in a second. Firstly, we'll see a few rain showers across eastern Arizona on this Tuesday. This as an area of low pressure continues to track to our south through Mexico. Mountain highs near 60 degrees. Navajo and Apache counties be near 70 on our Tuesday afternoon. Prescott region mid-upper 60s in the Verde Valley in the low mid-70s. And this is the coolest day of the forecast. We steadily warm up here moving through the week. By the time we get to the end of the week, into the weekend ahead, Flagstaff region, we're near 70 degrees. Prescott area near 80. Sedona in the mid-80s. And certainly into the 80s for communities out in Navajo and Apache counties. And this is just the beginning. Next week, it looks like we're going to be pushing 80 degrees in Flagstaff. Record-type warmth seems to be in the forecast for us next week for the final week of winter.
This is KNAU's Local News Now.